So we're going to continue to learn from CNN now as to why ISIS is winning and how its foes can reverse that success. And then we're going to look at what military pilots say about why ISIS is winning and how we could have military success. Okay, does that sound good? All right. Well, here we go. Call in if you'd like to join the conversation at 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Let your voice be heard. As far as ISIS this morning, what in the world is happening? Let your voice be heard as we talk about the headlines and as we go into the CNN articles for why we need to learn more. Okay? All right. Well, here we go. We're going to understand and learn to respect this military outfit known as ISIS. So here we go, all right? The shock and awe. Apparently shock and awe is some insight into this. The term was coined in 2003, I'm reading from the CNN article now, to describe the technological power of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, but it can equally be applied to the way ISIS behaves in the battlefield, striking the enemy with massive explosive force. According to an analyst with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says it's unsurprising that the ISF, the Iraqi security forces in Ramadi, finally cracked when struck with a hammer blow, namely 28 suicide car bombs in 3 days. And some of these are at least 6 massive 15 armored truck bombs in a single attack. And plus the psychological dimension to the ISIS threat, enemy soldiers know that they will be killed in cold blood if captured, probably in gruesome fashion. Apparently, they're operating in a new style of warfare, a mesh of terrorism and conventional warfare. Military analysts have been impressed by ISIS's military tactics and flexibility. One senior Kurdish commander told CNN earlier this year that it was a, quote, formidable enemy that demanded respect. Oh, okay. It has commanders, so we need to make sure that we respect ISIS. It has commanders with experience and local knowledge who served in Saddam Hussein's military and others who fought in Chechnya and Afghanistan. They perfected the art of misleading the enemy, and so on it goes. Now, let's go ahead and look at why. All right, so we heard from CNN. We learned from CNN. Here's why U.S. military pilots are complaining their hands are tied in the frustrating fight against ISIS. So now we're going to learn from military pilots as to how we could fight ISIS, okay? And we'll go ahead and compare the two. U.S. military pilots carrying out the air war over the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria are voicing growing discontent over what they say are heavy-handed rules of engagement hindering them from striking targets. Oh. They blame a bureaucracy that does not allow for quick decision-making. One Navy F-18 pilot who has flown missions against ISIS voices frustration to Fox News, saying there was times, and this is a Fox News article, there are times I had groups of ISIS fighters in my sights but couldn't get clearance to engage. He added, they probably killed innocent people and spread evil because of my inability to kill them. It was frustrating. Reading further in the article, the U.S.-led airstrikes during the first Gulf War averaged 1,125 strike sorties per day, according to Lieutenant General David Deptula, former director of the Combined Air Operations Center in Afghanistan in 2001. He said the Kosovo campaign averaged 135 strikes per day. In 2003, the famous shock and awe campaign over Iraq saw 800 strikes per day. According to the U.S.-led coalition to defeat ISIS, U.S. military aircraft carry out 80% of strikes against ISIS and average 14 per day. Deptula blames the White House for the bottleneck. Quote, the ultimate guidance rests in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, he said. We have been applying air power like a rain shower or a drizzle. For it to be effective, it needs to be applied like a thunderstorm. Senator John McCain recently complained that 75% of pilots are returning without dropping any ordnance due to delays in decision-making up the chain of command. A senior defense official at the Pentagon pushed back on comparisons between the air war against ISIS and past air campaigns. Oh, let's go ahead and see what he has to say. The Gulf War, and because see, now we're arguing for chimpanzees having rights. We need to listen to everyone, even if they have the reasoning of an animal. Okay, so here we go. The Gulf War and Kosovo are not responsible comparisons. In these instances, we were fighting conventional forces. Today, we are supporting a fight against terrorists who blend into the civilian population. Oh, okay. Kind of like at the Iraq War. Okay, got it. We've done that before. Okay. He said, our threshold for civilian casualties and collateral damage is low. We don't want to own this fight. We have reliable partners on the ground. Oh. Hmm. Okay. They don't want to own the fight. Okay, got it. McCain was speaking to CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. He also called for forward air controllers, as well as special forces, and more of those kind of raids that were so successful in Syria. Another former U.S. Air Force general agreed, we need to get somebody to find the targets and U.S. air power will blow them up, period. So that's the, interesting. In a letter to Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, Representative Duncan Hunter asked the Secretary to consider arming the Sunni tribes in Anbar directly in order to defeat ISIS. Like McCain, Hunter also wants to immediately embed special operators and ground air controllers to support ground operations against ISIS. So, now we've learned from CNN, and we've learned from U.S. military pilots. Well, you know, it's not like we haven't fought terrorism before, now that I think about it. Well, let's see, we have the Iraq War, Saddam Hussein, and that was conventional warfare, but we fought Al-Qaeda, we drove them into hiding, we destroyed probably hundreds of bases over those years. We basically got them to retreat completely out of Iraq for a time being. So, they have this unique blend of terrorism and conventional warfare, according to CNN. And they hide in civilian populations. My goodness, okay. I know we faced that before, but I guess since we're facing it again, it's a completely new thing, even though we faced it before. They apparently are very fluid in the attack, and ISIS is an enemy that demands respect, according to the CNN article. Let me look at this one more time, because we're learning here, okay, so just stick with me. U.S.-led airstrikes over Iraq during the first Gulf War averaged 1,125 strike sorties per day. Kosovo was 135, and 2003, the campaign over Iraq saw 800. According to the U.S.-led coalition to defeat ISIS, this is from Fox News, U.S. military aircraft carry out 80% of the strikes against ISIS and average 14 per day. According to Lieutenant General David Deptula, the guidance rests in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. According to Senator John McCain, he recently complained that 75% of pilots are returning without dropping any ordnance due to delays in decision-making up the chain of command. See, this is why politicians are not military leaders. And this is why politicians, might as well call them something else, should never be military leaders. Because only, quite frankly, only an idiot would think that with 14 airstrikes per day that you'd be able to have a successful campaign when you're comparing them to similar campaigns, to similar ground forces. 800 strikes a day, 1,125 strikes a day. And the reason for all the delays is because a senior defense official at the Pentagon responding that the Gulf War and Kosovo are not reasonable comparisons. In those instances, we were fighting conventional forces. Today, we are supporting a fight against terrorists who blend into the civilian population. Notice they didn't talk about the shock and awe campaign in Iraq. Now, that was directed at Saddam Hussein, so maybe that was conventional too. But we did drive Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, out of Iraq and put them in hiding for a while. He said, our threshold for civilian casualties and collateral damage is low. We don't want to own this fight. We have reliable partners on the ground. Well, if we're doing 80% of the airstrikes and they're only 14 per day, maybe we do need to own the fight. Maybe that's the answer. Well, once again, CNN doesn't really have the answer. They just have poor reasoning. The real reason as to why we're losing the fight against ISIS right now, which at least they admit, they say the first step in solving a problem with yourself is admitting it. If you don't come to terms with it, well, then you're just crazy. And that's why we have mental institutions. You can call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. CNN, they're just a stunning gem of journalism, aren't they? We'll see you on the other side of the break. I guess we'll just stop learning from them.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. There's legislation proposed in Harrisburg that would shrink the size of our legislature, which is one of the largest in the nation, by cutting back on the number of senators and representatives. Now, perhaps another reform that would be helpful would be to shorten the length of the legislative session. Right now, our General Assembly is in session year-round, one of only 11 states that do that. Contrast that, for example, with Texas, a state larger than ours in land and population, where the legislature only meets every other year, and only for a limited 4.5 months. Somehow they seem to get things done with those limits in place and save the taxpayers money at the same time. Plus, limiting our sessions would reduce the number of full-time special interest lobbyists at the Capitol, and that's a good thing, too.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. Sign up for free email alerts at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Seniors and anyone connected with seniors, attend Chester County's Premier 50 Plus Expo on Tuesday, June 9th. WFYL will be there at the Church Farm School, 1001 Lincoln Highway in Exton from 9 to 2 p.m. Stop by our table and say hello. Free health screening, useful seminars, entertainment, all available for free. For more information, go to A Great Way to Spend My Day.
Hey, whoa, where are you going? No, 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 no. You're at the right place. This is 1180 WFYLs. It's a new day. 610-539-TALK is the number that you call to let your voice be heard. Because we're going to talk about a 19-year-old student who's refusing to shave her body hair. That's what's going on in the UK today. Not today. We got the UK. You ever wonder what's going on across the pond? Well, here is a picture of a guy proposing at a wedding. Yeah, he's proposing at a wedding. That's right. And he hasn't gotten some positive attention. And people are calling it less savory things than what I'm going to call it on the program. But we've got, that's what they're doing over across the pond. We've got a goldfish wheelchair for a fish that couldn't stay upright. And it is a cork, I guess, that is, has some kind of white cloth tied around the belly of, you know, that thing you could put on your head, like, I guess, the old-fashioned ice pack. You wrap the bow underneath your head and keeps the ice pack on your head, on the top of your head, and you put a bow on the top of your head, you tie it. Well, and then at the top of that, this goldfish has kind of got that around his body, and he's got like a little cork on top of him. I guess that helps him stay upright, because he couldn't stay upright. Well, welcome to the program. And a groom stranded on the way to church gets rescued by the Batmobile. I kid you not. That's what they're doing over in the United Kingdom. So let's check in on what's happening in the UK. So a 19-year-old student refusing to shave her body hair. And I guess this isn't an attention grab at all. This has to do with women's rights. This is what this has to do with. This has to do with going against societal norms and standing up for what's right. That's what this has to do with. It doesn't have to do at all with just grabbing attention and trying to prove yourself to something or someone. No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. 19-year-old student shrugging off stereotypical standards of beauty by not shaving. Metro.co.uk. Because, you know, it's her body and she can do what the H she wants with it. Oh, yeah, that's right. She could do whatever she wants. I you know what? Maybe she wouldn't be the best missionary. Because you're not supposed to just think of yourself first. You're supposed to think of others. Like, what is that coming out of your... Now, don't get me wrong. Women are put under a lot of pressure. And that's a terrible thing. And you know what? I mean, heck, my fiance, I mean, I'm not like a Nazi about her. Like, I don't control her personal hygiene habits. I don't do that at all. Some of them I don't know about because we're not married yet. I'm Christian, okay? It's hard, but we don't do that. But she has concern for what I think, though, hygiene-wise, and she'll ask me about different things sometimes. I'm like, listen, I mean, I appreciate you doing that. I mean, if you care for me and that's what you want to do, I mean, you don't have to necessarily be a naked mole rat all the time, you know? You have to always be, I mean, as far as shaving is concerned for women, I mean, you don't have to shave all the time. I tell her that, and I mean, that's a societal norm. But apparently this goes beyond societal norms, and this is just an oppression of women. And it's apparently a feminist issue. So she's growing out her hair. Yasmin, who is of Turkic origin, was made aware of her body hair, but stopped getting so hung up about it when she was 11 years old because her naturally thick, fast-growing hair made shaving a nightmare. And I have thick hair on my face, on, you know, my beard, and it's kind of hard to shave, but I get used to it. And I shave because I want to look good. I want to be trim. I don't do it all the time, but you know, I just want to look good because that's what people think. But I guess she could do whatever she wants. As far as negative reactions go, Yasmin's had her her fair share. Well, that's one thing happening in the UK, but here's a picture of a man proposing at a wedding at metro.co.uk. All wedding guests know you never upstage the bride. That means no white dresses, no nothing. You never do it, ladies. And there's a picture that says it all with the guy, whoever he is, proposing right in front of the table for the bride and groom. And there's the bride's face is caught, and she's smiling through gritted teeth. Oh, that's mean. I would hate... I would feel so awkward if that happened at a wedding that I was at. The comments on this are interesting, to say the least. You could go ahead and find the article yourself if you want. It's at metro.co.uk. Don't upstage the bride. We got that. That's what's happening in the UK. Oh, and also... We have a wedding theme today. A groom stranded on the way to church for his wedding when his car breaks down, pranked, apparently, the Batmobile shows up. Being late for your own wedding is the worst nightmare for the groom. And this is another article, metro.co.uk, had the heart-stopping moment of his wedding car breaking down en route to the ceremony. In fact, the whole thing was a prank set off by his loved ones. The 28-year-old's breakdown was all planned by his nearest and dearest so that just when he thought all hope was lost, Batman would pop along and save the day. And he did. The Batmobile is one used in the 1989 movie starring Michael Keaton. So it was a surprise. And what a surprise it is. So that's, they're driving Batmobiles, not shaven and making wheelchairs for goldfish over in the UK today. And what else do we have here? Well, we got the Non-Human Rights Project. We're talking about that. We're talking about the lawyer who is arguing that humans should have the same rights as chimpanzees. We're talking about the fight against ISIS and how U.S. military pilots are complaining that they are having their hands tied. The UK amazes me, though. I think it's really interesting what goes on around the world. I really, really do. We have, there's also this huge controversy with FIFA. I don't know if you've heard about this. Apparently, it is so reported that there's some corruption. And here's the BBC. FIFA corruption inquiry. Sepp Blatter refuses to resign. Sepp Blatter is the president for FIFA. And he says he has no intention of resigning despite calls for him to step down amid a corruption scandal. Oh, yeah, that's right. Even Prime Minister David Cameron has backed calls for Mr. Blatter to resign. He was not among the total of 14 people charged by U.S. authorities on Wednesday with racketeering, fraud, and money laundering. Yeah, that's what's happening with FIFA. He's hoping to secure a fifth term. What's going on with soccer?
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What's it like in Texas?
Soaking wet. We can't take much more water.
But more water's coming as rivers keep rising.
In the city of Wharton, which is southwest of Houston, they are now calling for evacuations because the Colorado River is at flood stage right now. That's 39 feet, but it's not expected to crest until it gets to 46 feet, and that could wipe out hundreds of homes.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. There are evacuations around the San Jacinto and Brazos Rivers, too, on top of all the flooding and devastation Texas has already had. 21 people have died there, and in Oklahoma, 11 are missing. FIFA's leader is holding a crisis meeting after the U.S. corruption indictment. Fox News Radio's Kitty Logan live in our European Bureau.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter has been holding an emergency meeting in Switzerland after failing to show up at a FIFA medical conference. He isn't implicated in any criminal charges, but there are growing calls for him to step down. The crisis for FIFA deepened this morning with many major sponsors expressing concern about the corruption allegations. But Russian President Vladimir Putin is backing Blatter and accused the U.S. of overextending its legal powers. Dave?
Getting in a race that could have more than a dozen Republicans running for president. Two more announced. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Butler County, Pennsylvania.
From a factory floor not far from his hometown, Rick Santorum is making a blue-collar pitch.
I am proud to stand here among you and for you. The American workers.
The two-term senator finished second to Mitt Romney 4 years ago, but is now lagging well behind others. So is former New York Governor George Pataki, who made his 2016 bid official online.
The question is no longer about what our government should do, but what we should do about our government.
8 Republicans now officially in. More announcements coming next week, Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
EPIX takes you inside the explosive Silk Road investigation.
Thousands of drugs came through the website.
But behind the government's case...
The jury will decide a case that could impact the future of internet privacy.
...lies a shocking secret.
Government overstepped their boundaries to acquire the info they claim they have.
Who will protect you?
This is not the end.
Deep Web, an EPIX original documentary, premieres Sunday, May 31st at 8, only on EPIX. Check local listings or go to epix.com for details.
The Pentagon says no one in the public is at risk after it made a mistake with anthrax.
Inactive or dead anthrax was supposed to be shipped by truck to Department of Defense and commercial labs for research purposes. Instead, packages shipped to Maryland contained live anthrax, and it's suspected the labs in 8 other states were sent the active spores.
That's Fox News Radio's Rich Dennison. 4 lab workers are getting preventive treatment. There's been a 9th arrest connected to the murders of 2 police officers in Mississippi.
Broderick Kendall Varnadeau is now charged in the shooting deaths of Hattiesburg police officers Benjamin Dean and LaCorey Tate. Police say a different suspect, Marvin Banks, shot Officer Dean after the car he was riding in was pulled over for speeding on May 9th. It was being driven by Banks' girlfriend, who faces capital murder charges along with Banks. Both officers later died at a hospital. Varnadeau is charged with accessory after the fact of capital murder and is being held in the Forest County Jail. It's not clear if he has an attorney. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
An NFL player arrested for the second time in a week.
Booted by the Bears hours after his Monday arrest for allegedly breaking down a bedroom door, assaulting his former fiance, and trying to take the couple's baby. Ray McDonald arrested again after showing up at the woman's residence in violation of a restraining order. Chicago Bears chairman George McCaskey, sorry he gave the go-ahead to sign him.
The overriding emotion for me was sadness. Sadness for the child, for the child's mother.
The 49ers cut McDonald in December after another alleged domestic violence incident involving the same woman. She refused to cooperate with prosecutors who dropped the charges against him. Jay Nutzler, Fox News Radio.
The Golden State Warriors are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in 40 years after beating the Houston Rockets to win the West. They'll play the Cleveland Cavaliers, but that series won't start for a week. Game 1's June 4th. I'm Dave Anthony.
Our daily lives are a series of choices. Each day, we choose how we will spend our time, our treasure, and our talents. Rather than spending, wouldn't it be better to invest our time, talents, and resources?
These choices will never earn our way into heaven, but our day-to-day choices can have a significant and long-lasting impact on our lives, our families, our churches, and the advancement of His kingdom. I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. It is our company goal to serve others by using our gifts and talents every day to help you be a wise steward of God's provision.
If you need discernment with your retirement and inheritance planning, call MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999.
MFB Wealth Management 215-723-8999 on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA SIPC.